Friday, the 25th of October, Chof of Tishri, Reb Chaim Freshwater, Bereishis.
Morning. Parshas Bereishis is an opportunity, perhaps, to delve into the yesodis of Bris Olam. I'd like to begin with the famous Mishnah in the Sechtes Obis, beginning of Perikai Shtetha Mishnah. Basura Mamuras Nibrihu Olam. The Bereishis created the world with 10 Mamuras. What was the purpose of creating the world with 10 separate mamorim? The Bereishis can create the world with one mama. Elo, zot the Mishnah litn socha toib le tzadikim, shemekayim es woylam shenivri basor mamoris, ulipora min reshoim shemabdin es woylam shenivri basor mamoris. The purpose of the Asorim Amoris was that the Rebbeinu was to give Socha Toiv Tzadikim Shemekayim in Suoilam Shenivri Basorim Amoris and to be able to leave Poram in Reshoim Shema'abdin in Suoilam Shenivri Basorim Amoris. I saw in Sefer Arukh Sabbosim on this week's Parsha Poshtekash on the Mishnah. In fact, as a Mechore, very, very difficult to understand this Mishnah. But I've seen similar kashas, but he puts on the kasha very nicely. Imagine someone goes to a shop, or goes to a woman, a worker, and he buys a chafetz from him. Comes back to the, how much does it cost? Or someone broke a chafetz that a woman had made, and to pay him, how much does it cost? He makes a cheshbon, he says, you know, hours I spent working on this. 20 hours I spent working this, charge you the price per hour, gives him a bill. It's the chafetz, he looks at the woman, says, that doesn't take 20 hours to work, that doesn't take 20 hours to make, it's an hour's job. I spent 20 hours on it. What's my problem that you wasted your time and you spent 20 hours on it? The value doesn't change because you wasted your time and you spent 20 hours on it. The value is, the value, doesn't need more than an hour's work. So, what does it help to say that the Mishnah says Kasha? The Bereishis could have created the world with one mama. No. Instead, he created the world with 10 mamorim. But at the end of the day, so to speak, the Bereishis could have created the world with one mama. So the Chayra would seem to be that the extra 9 mamorim was without a purpose. So why does that change the value of the Bria? Mekayim l'suoylam shenivre basor mamorim. Ma'abdin l'suoylam shenivre basor mamorim. The Chayra doesn't change b'chlal what the Bria Suvayim is. If you could have created it in one mama, it doesn't change the Bria.
The value is the same each time you tell him.
Sorry?
It's not about the value is the same, but each time you tell him, it's another star.
Okay. The Rosh Hashanah is mashmah, something to do with...
You tell a child 3 times to go to bed.
Yeah, but we're talking about the creation. That's in the Kaim and Suvayim and Shanibra Basoma. There's something different about the creation. He has a whole mahalach there, which I'm going to base some of what I'm saying on what he's saying, but I'd like to be a little mark of a sadibu here. The chayr of the yisoid the teretz was medav zugen to answer his kasha, which is very, very memes, posh the kasha. One has to say, the chayr, that there's a be'emes, a difference in the bria. If the bria was, it's not just standard, Bereishis decided instead of to make it one mam, he made it in 10 mamorim. The be'emes is a difference in the etzem bria. If Bereishis would have created it in one mama, when Bereishis created this bria in 10 mamorim, it's not the same bria, it's a different bria. But hagufa tzorach bria, what is exactly the difference between a bria which was created in 10 mamorim, or a bria that's created in one mam? Famous Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Beis, Megillah, Chof Beis. The Gemara counts the number of times it says Vayoyim in the Parsha. Shtet no naim, although it says 9 times Vayoyim. And the Gemara says, yes, it's 2, 10 Mamorim. Bereishis Nama Mama. Bereishis is also considered a Mama. So the Mashal says, now what does that mean? Bereshis nama mama. What makes bereshis to a mama? Now, the Mashal is basing himself based on a Rambam in this week's parsha. And the Rambam in the beginning of this week's parsha states that Tchilas HaBriya, the Rambam teaches Toyu Uvoyu. What does it mean, Uvoyu? The Rambam says as well that originally when the Rebbe Hashem created the world, the first thing the Rebbe Hashem created, and I'm quoting a Lashon Rambam, was a Koyach Hiyuli. That means the Rebbe Hashem created something which encompassed in it the entire Bria, but it was Bekoyach, it wasn't Bepoyal. Bekoyach, the Rebbe Hashem created one Bria which encompassed in it the entire Bria. And afterwards, the nine Mamorim were from this Koyach Hiyuli, the Rebbe Hashem took out something and made oil from that Koyach Hiyuli. So, according to Ramban, we know that Rebbe Hashem created this world, Yesh Me'ayin, there was nothing, absolute nothing, and Rebbe Hashem created a new being. That Yesh Me'ayin was only the first Mama. Bereshis Nama Mama He is the first Mama that the Rebbe Hashem created, one Koyach, so to be a Klolistik Azach. And then, from there, the Rebbe Hashem created nine different things. But those nine different things already wasn't Yesh Me'ayin. It was from the Koyach Hiyuli. Rabban teaches the word Uboyhu is like two words. Uboyhu, in it, in him, it's the entire Bria. Aber, das allein davon verstehen. So why did Rebbe Hashem do this? Why did Rebbe Hashem create the world of such an Öfen? That first he created one all-encompassing Koyach Hiyuli, Boyhu, and from there created nine different Mamorim. In Busot Gefer, the Rebbe Hashem, Kav Yochel, just to create everything directly, Yesh Ma'ayin. That was, I found, I didn't see inside, but I found brought down, that Abba Benel argues the Rabban, he says, what was the point? Why should Rebbe Hashem create first the Koyach Hiyuli, and then from there create nine different Mamorim? Rebbe Hashem could have created everything, Yesh Ma'ayin, direct. B'chal, even according to Mashal, the Loshna Gemara Bereshis Nama Mamahu needs some clarification. The Loshna Bereshis Nama Mamahu. Pashas the Gemara just means the first pasuk. Bereshis Bore Lekim as a Shemaim as a Oretz means that the Rebbe Hashem created the Koyach Hiyuli. But the Loshna Bereshis Nama Mamahu seems to be saying something. I'd like to be makdim a vote from the Briskro of Alatoria in this week's Pasha. Beautiful vote, the Ayasuristic vote. I once saw, I can't find it right now, but in the Shem Shmuel, one of the Bereshis Sedras, Chai Soro, told us, Mamash exactly the same vote, Gnu. And he says, Pshatne Gemor Navi, the Zorod of Beis. The Gemor says like this, Dorish Reb Chanina Ba Popa, Vitema Reb Samloi, Ve'osid Lovoi, Mevi HaKodesh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah, Menichu Becheikoi, Rebbe Yishon will take a Sefer Torah, and Rebbe Yishon will proclaim, V'oimer, L'misha Osak Bo, Yoba V'yitl Schor. Whoever was Oisik in this Sefer Torah, should come and collect his reward, his schar. Miyad, Miskaptsinu Boyen, Oivdik Achovim Ba'avuvye. All the Goyim will come, one big tumult. I'm leaving out a little bit of the Gemara. And Rebbe Yishon says, takes them one at a time. And the Gemara says, Malchus Roimi will come in first. And the Rebbe Hashem say, tell me, why do you think you deserve Schar? What was your Oisik in the Sefer Torah? Banish Leilam. How be Shvokis Tekninu? How be Mechtois Asinu? We made loads of things for the Bria. We created Shvokis streets. We built roads, we still have some Roman roads. How be Mechtois Asinu? We made Mechtois, bathhouses. We did loads of things for the Bria. So the Rebbe Hashem will say, no, you don't deserve any schar. Why? Well, The Goyim will say, Klumlo Yassino Lebeshvil Yisrael. Why did we do this? We did this for the Yidden. We made roads that the Yidden should be able to travel. They should be able to go to yeshivas. They should be able to get to the Bote Midrashas. We made Bote Mechitzoyes. We did this all for the Yidden's purposes. And the Rebbe Hashem will tell them, no, Shaitim Shevoilam, fools. Kol Ma'asha, Sisem, All that you created, all you did, it was only for your own purpose. And the Gemara goes on and says the same thing will happen with all the Ummas of Olam. They all claim that they did things for the Eden, and the Master of the Rebbeinu Shem will refute them. Shoytin Shaboylam, you deserve nothing. Frederick Bisgrove, two kashas. We're talking to Osid Lovoy. Rebbeinu Shloylam is Omeridik is Galas Hashchina. And Kuman Ummas of Olam, and they claim that they created, the Roman Empire is going to claim that they created everything they did. And everything they made, and all the things that they outzigeben for Klal Yisrael. Ken Zanas, how could it be possibly be that the Goyim will stand up when the Emes is staring them in the face? The Emes is staring them in the face. We're not talking about nowadays. When Yakiru v'Yedi Kuyosha Sevel will be a murder against Galus Hashchina, and they'll stand to the Rebbeinu Shloim in the face and say, everything we did only for Klal Yisrael. How do they say such a thing, Bichlal? And what does Rebbeinu Shem tell them? Shoytin Shaboylam, you're fools. Fools? Shakronim! Blatant liars! What kind of business are you? Come and you tell me, you see something in Bishul Yisrael? This is called Shtus, this is Sheker. So to Biskrov Azir. Exactly the same as Shtay Shem Shmu. There's no Sheker. It's 100% true. Not the Biskrov Azir. The Rebbeinu Shem created this world for one purpose. Rebbeinu Shem created the world Bereishis, Bishvil Yisroel, Shani Kureishis, Bishvil Atoni Shani Kureishis. Olam Azeh was created for one purpose. For the purpose of Torah and Klal Yisroel. And everything and anything that happens in this world is done for one purpose. It's done the Torah Klal Yisroel. That's the Emes. The scroll brings in the Rambam, in Akdom and the Pirish Mishnais, the Rambam writes that the Tachlis of Bria Suoilom, Uletzorech HaChochem, and anything that's done in this world, is the Tzorech HaChochem. The Rambam gives a moshel. The Rambam says it's possible a man will build himself a beautiful house, plants, a beautiful kerem, and he thinks he's doing it for himself. Oh, but the emesis, you know why the Rebbeinu Shem allowed him to build this beautiful house and to build this plant, this beautiful kerem? It's because many years later, said Kiman HaChochom, and we'll pick one grape from this kerem, or we'll have some anor from this house. So that's why many, many years before, an oishot, this big house, he thinks he's doing it for himself. No. Everything that happens in the Bria happens at Tzorich. Klal Yisrael, Tzorich, the Torah, the Tzorich, Epes HaChochom, B'rivois HaYomim. So the Biskrov says, the Goyim coming with a very emistic ataina. The Goyim now see, Losed Lovoy, when the Emes is clarified in front of them, the Kemen Zemet Amoridik Etayna. All the roads we built, all the Botei Mechtsoyas that we made, everything we've done, everything was a Tzorich Klal Yisrael. Kimten Scha. They demand their Scha. There's no Sheker, it's all Emes, Emes, Mamash Emes. So to the Rebbeinu Shloim, Shoytim Shaboyim. You're fools. Because if you had done this with the intention, Taka, the intent to do this for Klal Yisrael, of course you deserve some schar. But when you did this, yes, true, you were really doing the Tzorich Klal Yisrael. That's true. But it wasn't your kavona, it wasn't your intent to claim schar for such a thing. That's foolishness. Shoytim Shabbat. It's the vote of the Biskrov. Anyway, Nilmodim is there. That the entire Bria has one tachlis. The entire Bria has a tachlis of Letzorech Klal Yisrael, B'shvil Yisrael, B'shvil HaTorah. I think we can now perhaps understand and answer the Abavanel's Kasha on the Rambam, why the Rebbeinu Shem, when he created the Bria, created first one all-encompassing Koyach, a Koyach Yuli, which the Rabban calls that's Boyu, and from there created the Bria. I think, if we want to be oimed, what is the essence of a thing? What is the essence of a creation of something? So when he becomes a yesh me'ayin, and from a nothing to a something, that is the point of his creation, and that's when we can identify what he is. Now, if the world has multi-purposes, light has its own purpose, and Mayim has its own purpose, and every day the trees, the grass, the animals, everything has its own specific, unique purpose, then we have to have 9 different creations. Create this, and we create this yesh ma'ayin, and that yesh ma'ayin. But this nicht emes. The emes of Bria is one and one and only. That's all there is. The entire Bria is b'shvil Yisroel. B'shvil HaTorah. So the entire Bria became into being through one ma'ama, an all-encompassing one ma'ama of Bereshis, of Boyu. What is the Bria of Boyu? B'shvil Yisroel, B'shvil HaTorah. Now, once that Bria is in place, there are various things that have to come into being to play a role in developing, in bringing out the B'shvil Yisroel, B'shvil HaTorah. So from this creation, the Rebbeinu Shem created Oren, Choshech, Yom V'Lailo, and Yikobu Amayim, Okamecho, and Tatshe Oretz Deshe. But there's no separate Bria of Deshe and a separate Bria of Oren, Choshech. It's all one Bria of B'shvil Yisroel, B'shvil HaTorah. I think with this is beautiful, the Loshna Gemara. When the Gemara, with the Mashal Zogt, Precious Nama Mama, who is the Bria of Boyu, was Ramban Zogt. What is this Bria of Boyu? B'shvil Yisroel, B'shvil HaTorah, Shenik Rishis. Precious Nama Mama, who, the Mama of Etzema Bria, that's Precious. B'shvil Yisroel, B'shvil HaTorah, Shenik Rishis. Found afterwards, Lemaise, in Maral, in Sefer Netzach Yisroel, it's brought down by Yosef Engel, but I looked up the Maral. Maral is coming there to answer a kasha, but the Maral basically says this vault, that the entire Bria is one. There's no two things in the Bria. There's only one thing in the Bria. Yosef Engel touched with the Mzei Hashem, a Pusik at Tehillim, in Capital Mem. The Pusik says, Rabbis Osiso Ato Elokai, if one looks superficially on the Bria, it would seem to be that Rabbos is Siso. The Rebbeinu Shem made a lot of different things in the Bria. That's what it would seem to be, Rabbos is Siso. Oh, but the emes is, the machshove, what lied behind the Bria, was one and one and only thing. B'shvil Yisroel, B'shvil HaTorah, Shenik Rishis. I think, before we go back to explain the Mishnah in Mesechta Shabbos, the Gemara says that this is a Tana that Rebbeinu Shem will tell Umas Olam, Shoytim Sheba Olam, Koma Shasisim, all that you only did for yourselves. But the emes is, I think that the Gemara is a limit for us and for every person. A person has to remember that all he does in this world, and all that was created in this world, was B'shvil Yisroel, B'shvil HaTorah, Shenik Rishis. And if a person, when he acts and does within Bryas Olam and develops things and does things, he doesn't understand that what he's doing is all L'tachlis Echad, or B'shvil Yisroel, B'shvil HaTorah, Shenik Rishis, then Bemis, he deserves the same psak. Or Shoytim Sheba Olam, Adov HaNoira, as a mensch, but be'etzem, everything that's done in this world is done l'tovus, l'tzorich Yisroel, l'tzorich HaTorah. Let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah asks a kasha. Basorim amoras nivru oilam, v'le b'mama echad yochel l'boros. Bereshis could have created the world in one mama. Now I've seen taka, Takane, the Ruach Sabbosim, Kamat says it's Pshat in the Mishnah, Stal Sefer, very beautiful Drush Sefer, Afika Yehuda. He lived in the time of the Vilna Gaon, it was a Magid Meshoam, I think, in Slonim. Two thick volumes of Droshes. He also, I think, touches this Mishnah, that the Mishnah is Gufa asking what Ababanel asked on the Rambam. Basoram Amores Nibru Oilam, we now have learned, according to Rambam, doesn't mean that Rebbe Hashem made 10 separate times the Yesh Ma'ayim. First, Rebbe Hashem made one Ma'ama, Boyu, all encompassing one Bria, and then from that created 9 different Mamorim. Freyde Mishnah. Basoram Mamorim Nibru Oilam, Rebbe Hashem created this world with 10 different Mamorim. Why? Why did it have to go in 2 stages? Why did it have to go in 1 stage first? The Rebbe Hashem should create a all-encompassing, klolistic abriya of Uboyu, and then from there to create 9 different Mamorim. For Loi B'mama Echad Ochele Boris. The Rebbe Hashem could have created the world in 1 Mama, Yesh Ma'ayin, everything should be created in 1 different Mama. Which is basically the kasha that Baba Nol is asking on the Rambam. Why did it have to go into 2 stages? First 1 Mama, and then 9 different Mamorim. Rebbe Yishu could have created the entire world, Yesh Ma'ayim, with one Ma'ama. Why did it have to go into 2 stages? That's the kasha of the Mishnah. Of the ends of the Mishnah Zeh Hashem. Because the Rebbe Yishu wanted that the Bria should be all one Bria. The Rebbe Yishu wanted that the Bria should be a Bria of Litzarech Yisrael or Litzarech HaTorah. B'shu Yisrael, B'shu Torah, Shani Kureishis. And had the Rebbe Yishu created every Bria directly a Yesh Ma'ayin, then there would be 10 different creations here. It wouldn't be one unified creation of the Tzorich Yisrael or the Tzorich HaTorah. In order for a person to get Schar, is the Tachis of Schar is Mekayim Yisroel and Shanir Basar Mamoris. A person brings about, he's Mekayim Yisroel, he brings out the Tachis of the Bria, the Tachis of the Bria is Bishvi Yisroel, Bishvi HaTorah. Bereishis. So that's why there had to be a first, a one Mama, unified Mama of Bereishis, which is the Tachlis of the Bria, then 9 different Mamorim, branching out of this original creation. And the Tachlis of a person is that he should work within the Bria in order to bring about and prove the B'mama Echad, the original Mama of Bereishis Nama Mama. Yesterday was the Yotzer of Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer in Droshes teaches a Rashi here, which beginning of the Parsha, famous Rashi. Rashi brings with Shem Reb Yitzchok. Ba'atam Posach v'Bereishis. The Torah should have started from the Posuk. Avachodesh Hazel Lachem. So Rashi, Koyach Masov Higed Amoy. The Rebbe Yishleinim wanted to tell Koyach Masov Higed Amoy today that Umasoilam will come later and time it, this is the matter. Highway robbery, he took away Eretz Yisrael from the Shev Umus. So they will answer back, no, the Rebbe Hashem created the Bria, and he gave it to us. That's why the Rebbe Hashem started with Parshas Bereishis. So some Sefer brings ready the Ramban, Shtelzach, how is it possible that Torah would be written without telling us the entire Bria? It's from the Yisraelis of Amunah. Rabban says, Bariches, that the Torah would have started the Chodesh Hazel Lechem, and in Aseret Sadibris, it would have told us, Kishay Shesil Mas Hashem, and we would have known a very general picture. The Ariches Advorim of the Ganses Shtalshes of Seyd Abriya, that's only for to disprove the time of the Mesuoilam. But the Chassam Sofer stelt sich, what's the Loshen Matam Posach Bereishis? Why are we touching on the word Bereishis? What's the stress? Ma'atam posach v'bereishis. The Chassam Sofer says a very interesting moshel. Chassam Sofer says there was a din Torah, a very interesting cool case. He says the Tumorim and the Tumorim were brought to a court by the leaves of the tree. What was their time? It's a moshel. The leaves of the trees of the Tumorim. When you bring the Tumorim to the Torah, what's the problem? He says, if you have a tree of Tumorim, What comes up first? The leaves come up first. It says that the owner of the tree picks the tamarim, tears off the leaves, and creates from the leaves a basket in which he places the tamarim. What kind of chutzpah is that? It says, we were there first. We, it seems to be the main purpose of this tree. The leaves are growing out of the tree. And then these little fruits come along, and the master takes them and makes us into a basket that we should serve this, the tamarim. Doesn't seem to be fair, the eyes of the Alei Tamarim. So the Chasam Sofer, what's the tshuva? You're right, you were there first. I can't deny that. But he says, why did the person plant this tree? He says, if a tomorrow tree would only grow leaves, it would be on its rack. He would have never planted, never bothered with it. So you're right, you were there first. I can't deny that. But what was your purpose? The purpose of the tree was only for the tomorrow. So he says, the same with the Bris Olam. The Goyim think, yes, they were there first. They lived in Eretz Yisrael first. They deserve Eretz Yisrael. That's only because they don't understand what the tachas of the Bria is. If they would comprehend the tachas of the Bria, the time of the Masoilim to Klal Yisrael is because they are like the Alei Tamarim to the Tamarim. And their time of this Tamatim is basically the same time of the Alei Tamarim to the Tamarim. That's the Chasam Sofer. So the Chasam Sofer, that's the Loshen. Matam Posach Bereishis. Why did the Torah begin with the word Bereishis? Because Bereishis is Bishvil Yisrael Shini Kereishis, Bishvil HaTorah Shini Kereishis. Rabbi Yisrael wanted to stress at the beginning of the Bria that the Tachlis of the Bria is one Tachlis. Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil HaTorah, Memeilo Bazoi, Nishtikotayin Elista Matem. You're not called the purpose of the Bria. Yes, you were maybe in Eretz Yisrael first, but that's just like the Alei Tamarim were there. The tree has to grow. The leaves serve some purpose in the growth of the tree. So the Emes Olam had served some purpose in the original developing of Eretz Yisrael, but the ganze Tachlis is not given for Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil HaTorah. So it's the Chasam Sofer. But the way we have just explained, I think the Chasam Sofer comes out much sharper. It's not only that that's the purpose of the Bria, but that is the Etzem HaBria. That is really all that was created. All that was created was Ma'amei Echad, one unified Ma'ama of Machshvesecho Eleinu. The entire Machshov of the Bria was Eleinu. That means, in Al Shech HaKodesh state, Atifa Vot, Al Shech HaKodesh state, Bereishis Name Ma'amahu. At the end of the day, why doesn't it say Vayoyme? A different, what's the Torah? It only said 9 times Vayoyme. Why Bereishis is not said in the word Loshen Vayoyme? Shteit in Al Shech HaKodesh, that we know everything, the Rebbein Shleilam is Ruchni, but as it comes down to this world, it becomes Nizgashim. So, in levels of Gashmius, of his Gashmus, something that's created, of Yesh, has more something tangible that you can touch. Dibu is a rocky sticker thing. The Mama of the Rebbein Shleilam was a rocky sticker thing. It took the form as a Mama. Bereishis, the first original Mama, was so Rochni, it couldn't even take the form of a Dibur. It was more Rochni than Dibur itself. That's why it doesn't say Vayoyim in the Parsha. The way we explained Bereishis Nama Mamahu, this essence of the Bria, this Boyo of the Ramban, was Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil Torah Bereishis, is so deep and is so hidden, it doesn't even take the form of a Dibur. Litten socha toile tzadikim, the Rebbeinu gives a socha toile tzadikim, shemekayim Yisroel ha-shanir v'asorim ha-moriz. Tzadikim, who understand the tachas of Bria, and bring out this halem of the Bria, they bring out this small nekuda. So the Chasam Sofer says, koyach ma'as of higid la'amoy, that's the machshova that lies behind the ma'as. It's not the ma'as alayin, it's not the dibof, it's koyach ma'as of, this is chokma, this is the essence of Bria Yisroelam. The Rebbeinu should help that we should be able to do our masim within the Bria with understanding of Mama Echot, of Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil Torah, Shem Kereishis, and Mezoich Hazam, Lekayim Yisroelam, Shenir Bebasorim Amoros.